97.9 FM, WCHL. Ops, I screwed up. I was supposed to say
rabbit.
The first of the month when you wake up, first day of the month, you're supposed to say
You caught yourself in mid-first sentence.
Rabbit, yeah, well, I...
On air.
I had good intentions.
Yeah.
I looked at you and I automatically thought, uh-oh.
That's right. I was like, horror. Well, now, I mean, I'm covered. I said rabbit.
Uh-huh.
You may have to say tip-bar before you get in bed tonight.
Yeah, exactly. And then if I forget that, too, wake up tomorrow morning and say carrot.
Yep.
And then you're covered with good luck for the rest of the month.
Yeah.
If you don't do any of that, then...
Hey, you're on your own, baby.
You're on your own.
Good luck.
Exactly. Don't walk under any ladders. Don't really challenge it.
So what's up? You good?
I'm doing okay. First of the month, hard to believe.
God, football is going to be going to two-a-days, and school's getting ready to start, both for college, high school, public schools,
before the end of August,
charter schools.
Before the end of August, Tar Heels will be playing.
Dang.
Playing South Carolina.
Oh, that's right. Down in Columbia.
Yeah. Tough way to open a season.
I'd love to beat South Carolina.
So would I. The old ball coach. Okay. You got a good question?
All right, we're doing, since the state of North Carolina has been in the news for a lot of the summer and spring.
Yes.
We are doing, we won't get into that. Yep. We're going to do governors.
Okay.
Governors, not what you have on the bus.
There's something else I could say to that, too, but I'm not going to.
Well, I know. All right, governors. Earl Warren.
Right.
And Jerry Brown.
Right.
Were chief executives of California.
Right.
They were governors of California.
Mm-hmm.
What state can lay claim to these two governors?
Mm-hmm.
One from the 19th century and one from the 20th century.
And they are?
Hannibal Hamlin. And folks, he just glazed over. And Edmund Muskie.
Oh, okay. I got it. I got Edmund Muskie.
Okay. What state can lay claim to these two governors? Hannibal Hamlin and Edmund Muskie, who, in my opinion, reminds me a lot of Brian Stabler.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, has it kind of the same similar look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't have quite the English accent that Brian Stabler does.
No,
you're right. As far as looks are concerned.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Freddie, I believe you were asking a trivia question about the state of Maine.
You are correct, sir, O wise one.
I knew that Edmund Muskie was from Maine.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Thank you. Thank you. May the force be with you.
Thank you. Maine, Hamlin was Lincoln's first term vice president, but before that, he was Maine's 26th governor. Oh, come on, man.
Freddie, I'm your father.
Luke.
I'm sorry.
Use the force.
Muskie, who sought the Democratic nomination for the presidency in 1972, was Maine's 64th governor.
Mm-hmm. I always think of a fish when I hear Edmund Muskie's name.
Yeah.
Muskie. Isn't there a Muskie fish?
Is that a combination of a Mountie and a fish?
Maybe. Yeah.
You get a Muskie? Hey, that's Fred Black.
Yeah, hey. Fred Black again. Why does he show up so early in the morning all the time?
He's got kids with him.
What is going on with him? Yeah. Well, hey.
Holy smoke.
Well,
they're
listen.
Looking in at us, guys. We live like in an aquarium here.
I know. It's like being in a fishbowl every day. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to come talk to Fred Black
okay.
in just a minute here.
Okay.
So let's go out there and see him.
All right.